You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. You're listening to the Kingdom Sound radio broadcast. We are Victory International Praise Ministries. The pastors, Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson, our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We love the Lord. We love the people of God. And when you come to VIP, you are not a visitor. You are family. Today, I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio. I'm excited about this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and being glad in him. I hope you are too. I hope you're excited about the Word of God. I just want to pray really quick before we jump into today's teaching entitled, No Longer I. Father, we thank and we bless you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we give you glory. You are great and you are worthy to be praised. And so I bless your name. Thank you for everybody divinely appointed to be listening on the radio broadcast today. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak through me, that I would be a yielded vessel, and that you would speak to our hearts, pierce our hearts, help us to see through the eyes of the Word today. Help us to be open and receptive for this teaching. Change and transform us by the transforming power, resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We pray that you be glorified in all things. Bless your people. Save a listener today. Father, let someone commit and give their life to Christ. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. So the title of today's teaching is No Longer I. And it is going to, by faith, I pray that God uses the word. We're coming from Galatians 2:20, that God would transform us all. Every listener divinely assigned to listen and catch this broadcast is not by accident. God wants to speak to me and God wants to speak to you. And he wants us to know that we can have victory through Christ, through the finished work of Christ. We have the victory. So if you look with me in Galatians 20, it reads, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So I'm crucified with Christ, but I'm alive in this earth realm. He says, but not I. So yes, I've been crucified with Christ. Christ was crucified and he died. He raised
on the third day, but he did die. So I'm crucified with him. I died with him. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, this new life, transformed life through Christ that I now live in the flesh, in my human body, I live it by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead or died in vain. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Sometimes a different translation gives us more clarity in common language. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. My old self has been crucified with Christ. That's who has died. When we accept Jesus Christ, there is a supernatural spiritual transformation. Our old self has died. It is no longer the old self that's living. I'm not living in my old self, old mind, old ways, old thinking, old behavior, old actions, old words, old relationships, sinful states. I'm not living that life anymore. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer old Minister Andre that's living, but Christ lives in me. And Christ wants to live in you. And if you have accepted him, Christ lives in you. He comes in, he makes his abode, he dwells in us. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't treat the grace of God as meaningless or disrespectfully or dishonorably. For if there was a way to keep the law, the Old Testament, if that could have made us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. But Christ has come. Christ has come. Christ came from heaven and he made himself of lowly estate that he might come and restore us back to the Father, that he could redeem us from the curse of sin and death that the first Adam in the Garden of Eden trespassed and threw all of mankind in a fall. So here comes Jesus saying, Father, make me a body. I'm willing to come and redeem them because God loves us so. There was a plan of redemption, a plan of reconciliation, a plan to buy us back. And Christ fulfilled it when he came, died, bled, hung on the cross, was beaten, was scandalized, was scourged and thronged and disfigured, Christ did that for you and I, and he did not do it in vain. His shed blood, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, his shed blood, mighty is his shed blood, mighty is his resurrection power. He finished the job, every detail the Father required, and he redeemed us back to God's original intent. So no longer I'm not living for myself. I'm not living for my old mind. I'm not living for my old man, but my old self has been crucified with Christ. Now I am permitting and allowing, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in me. Now I am permitting and allowing Holy Spirit of God, fill me afresh and anew today. Holy Spirit of God, lead and guide my life. Father has given the Spirit of God that he would be with us, he would lead us, he would guide us, he would teach us, he would comfort, he would help, he would enable, he would empower, he would lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. He would guide us with the eye of God, the eye and the will and the direction of God. I want you to know today that God, through Christ, has given us the victory. God, through Christ, has given us a victory in every area of our life. What is our challenge for a successful Christian life? To one, believe God's word. Two, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Repent of our sins. Accept this gift from God. Accept the gift of salvation from the Lord. Accept, Father, I believe your word is truth. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that he was resurrected and ascended to heaven. I believe that by his shed blood and through his shed blood, I have forgiveness of sin. I believe that you wipe my slate clean. I believe that I can live in victory and that I can live no longer I. Let's read the scripture. He says, no longer. It's no longer I. It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. No longer I. We must dethrone the old man in our life. We must dethrone I. There is no good thing coming out of our flesh. No good thing coming out of I. Apostle Paul said in this passage of scripture, but it's no longer I, but it's Christ that lives in me. It's Christ that lives in me. Christ wants to live in me and you. Question, will you allow him? Will you crucify your flesh? And will you allow the Spirit of God? Will you allow Christ Jesus to live and dwell and function and operate in you so that we become transformed into the image of Christ? God has called us to be not just human beings, but supernatural beings. He puts his super on our natural. He causes us to live and function in the earth as Christ beings. So when you encounter us, when you see us, when you talk to us, we that name the name of Christ, we that have been bought, purchased by the blood of Jesus, when you see us, you see Christ. When you hear our speech, it should be and sound like the scripture, the word of God in human language. Excuse me, in human language, but you should hear the principles and precepts of the word. You should hear love when I speak to you. You should hear and see the demonstration of the scriptures off the pages and through my life, through how I speak with you, through how I engage with you, through how we have a disagreement and how I respond to you, through my perspective. Can you see the fruit of the Spirit that Galatians talks about? Let me flip there really quick. I'm still in Galatians. I was reading 2:20. Let me go to 5, Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So as a Christ being, when I'm not no longer I, when my goal is to be transformed into the image and likeness of Christ, when you meet me, do you encounter God's love? Do you encounter the joy of the Lord that is my strength? Am I a good representative for the peace that surpasses all understanding? Am I a representative of patience, having its perfect work in me? Am I a good representative of the law of kindness being in my mouth and coming out of my mouth? Am I a good representative of goodness, the goodness of God, demonstrating his goodness in how I engage with others and represent him in the earth? Am I a good example of faithfulness, the faithfulness of God? Am I a good example of gentleness, meekness? Jesus was humble and meek and he was gentle. He was not weak. He was the Son of God. Am I a good example of self-control? No longer I. You don't want to see me. You don't want to see the old me. You don't want to know the old me. But I want to introduce you to the Christian successful life when we allow Christ to take root in us, when we allow our spirits to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and we don't live any longer after the flesh. We don't live any longer after the old man, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Jesus in the scripture, John 6:35 says, I am the bread of life. If any man eats this bread, come on, he'll never hunger again. If we would eat the word of God, the provision he's provided in the psalm, give us this day our daily bread. In the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9, give us this day our daily bread. God wants to give it to us. He's given it to us. We got to partake of it. We got to be faithful to eat of it. I've got to be faithful to eat the word, listen to the word. It's everywhere. We can Google the word and play it in our car, play it on our cell phones, play it on the radio. We can read it morning, noon, and night. We can pray back the word, and we can see the power and demonstration of God in our lives. No longer I'm not living for myself. I'm living for Christ. The goal is that I live for Christ. The goal is that I win Christ. The goal is that I am transformed into his image. Let's look at Galatians 4:19. We're in Galatians. I read the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and verse 22. Now we're going to go to Galatians 4:19. Really quick. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, my little children, that's us, we're the children of God, whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Oh, dear children, I feel as if I'm going through labor pains for you again, Apostle Paul writes, but they will continue. He's laboring with his disciples. He's laboring with believers. He's laboring in prayer for Christ followers, that Christ would be formed in us. And that is the goal of a believer. That is the goal of a Christ being. That is the goal of someone that names Jesus Christ, that Christ would be formed in me. Christ would be completely formed in me, that I would be a vessel that he made, but he's so formed in me, so completely formed in me, that it would be, when you see my hands, I would function and operate like these are the hands of Christ. When I speak encouraging words, I would speak life. For life, the power of life and death are in the power of the tongue. My tongue, I would use it like Christ did, that I see in the scripture. Christ is always our blueprint. Christ is always our example. We can always, that is why it's so important to read and study the word, that I see what Christ said. I see how Christ responded. I see that Christ was without sin in every situation. The struggle of sin is over in our lives because we, number one, have to believe what the word says. If the word tells us that Christ took back the keys of hell, of death, of the grave, He won us the victory. Now you and I must educate ourselves through the word about the victory and walk out the victory. Walk out what he says. We might say, God, this says that you've given me power over sin through Christ. So Father, I believe your word. If we would just believe it by faith, if we would just use our faith to believe God's word, God, can you deliver a prostitute? I see it in the word. You delivered Mary Magdalene and cast seven demons out of her. You can do it for me. God, can you deliver a drug addict, a crack addict, a heroin addict, a meth addict? Christ, you delivered. Every bondage and sin was broken because of the shed blood and the victory of Christ over death, hell, and the grave. You can do it. Can you heal a mental illness? Christ, I see it in the word. You healed the lunatic. You healed him. And he was sitting clothed and in his right mind. You can do it for me. You can do it for our family. You can do it for our children. You can do it for our loved ones. There is nothing Christ can't do. No longer I. Stop trying to live a mixed life. One foot in Christ, one foot in the world. Stop being conformed by the world, but be renewed. The world would love to conform you. Think this, act like this, be like this. But we've got to embrace the word and align with the word and agree with the word. The word is my truth. I don't get my truth from the news. I don't get my truth from people's perspectives and opinions, but I open up the Bible and I accept from Genesis to Revelation. All of it is true. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the helper that the Father has sent in Jesus's name to be with us, that would enable us to do the greater works, like Jesus says, and greater works you shall do, because you're no longer living for I. We're kicking I to the curb. My will, my way, my thoughts. Well, this is what I think about it. Well, this is my truth. Away with I. And now the new pronoun is him. H-I-M. I live and move and have my being in him, in Christ. No longer I, but Christ that lives in me. There's a shift and there's a change with salvation. Can God deliver me from lust and sin and perversion? Can God deliver me? He can deliver you. He's shown us in the word. He can deliver. It says that Christ took captivity captive. So whatever is holding us fast, whatever is creating a struggle in our life, whatever is our bondage or the flavor of our Kool-Aid, where it looks like I've struggled with it so long, I don't know if I can be made free. But the Spirit of the Holy Spirit today is telling you, yes, you can be set free. Yes, you can be delivered. Yes, you can come out of bondage. It doesn't matter what the bondage is. Doesn't matter what the sin is. Doesn't matter what you do in the dark. Open your heart to receive Christ. Open your heart to the truth of the word. 24/7, the word of God must be our reality. 24/7, the reality of Christ and the power of the gospel of the good news of Christ. That reality has to be my reality. We are going to recover everything that the enemy stole for us when we get rid of I, no longer living for I. My I will. Come on, think about Lucifer in the scripture. Isaiah 14:12, Ezekiel 28:16, Revelation 12:7-9. Those three verses talk about Lucifer, how he tried to overthrow God, how he deceived one third of the angels to follow his plan of mutiny, to think that he could ascend and take over and be God. But he was booted out of heaven for his wickedness. And when we look at the scripture, it just says over and over, I shall, I will. But it will never, I is never a match for God. And so we can learn from Lucifer and not make the same mistake. It comes to nothing. I profits us nothing. Today is the day of salvation. Today that you're listening to my voice and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, go forth in the name of Jesus to draw those such as should be saved today, to draw those that such as should repent today, to draw those such as realize and eyes are coming open to how we're living compromised life, how we're living falsely, deceitfully, hypocrites and hypocritical. God wants today to save and to restore, to redeem. God wants today. All we do is repent. We come back and say, God, thank you for your word. I repent and acknowledge I've been messing up. I've been slipping and sliding. I've only allowed you to come this far into my house. The Bible describes us as a house, as a tent. I've only allowed you to be in this room. I've shut other doors. I've kept the dark hidden rooms from you. But today, in the name of Jesus, I say yes to this word. No longer will I perpetrate as a Christian, but as of today, I'm accepting you for real. I'm giving my whole heart to you, every compartment. You can walk up and down. There's nothing that you cannot access because I want you to fill me completely. I want you to be formed in me completely. I want to live by your word. I want to talk and walk and have my being in your word. I want my reality to be the word of God. I want my reality to be the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. I want to be a witness for you. There is a peace and there's an absence of struggle when we totally surrender to God, when we totally commit ourselves to the Lord, when we totally commit our ways to the Lord. I pray today that this word of God is reaching your inward part. I pray today that God is causing you to see that you can live and have the abundant life in him. Will life be perfect because we're Christ beings? No, there will be struggle. There will be persecution. There will be offense. There will be misunderstanding. But we will rise up every time in victory. And we will rise up in the love of God. We will rise up reflecting him. We will rise up not walking in our flesh. We will rise up giving God glory. We will rise up still being a witness and a light for people to see. We will not live after I. We will not live after our flesh. We will not live after our old man, but we will live in the newness of life. We will be that new creation that God has called us to be. We will accept the word as our final truth. We will live according to the precepts and principles of Jesus Christ. So we will be his hands and feet. We will yield and surrender ourselves completely to him, and we will give God room to form himself in us. We pray in the name of Jesus today that someone today is receiving Christ as Lord and Savior. So easy. Just pray, God, forgive me. God, I accept your word and your truth. Thank you for delivering me. Ask him for what you need. Talk to him like you talk to a friend and believe by faith that when you ask him, he hears you. And that he will receive you. And those of us that know we're saved, let's live it out loud. Let's live and give all of ourselves to him. Let's let that be the goal, that I become a Christ being, that I allow God to completely transform me and form and fill and indwell himself in me. I pray that the broadcast today has been a blessing to you. I'm Minister Andre. Our ministry is Victory International Praise Ministry, 250 North Babcock Street. We love Jesus. We love his word. We love the people of God. If you need prayer, come and visit us. If you need us agreeing with you, come and visit us. It's not man, but it's the power of God. It's the power of Jesus Christ to save. And wherever you are, you can just bow in your heart, in your bathroom, in your car, in your closet, in your living room, at your dining room table, and ask God to save you, to deliver you. Be blessed, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935.